Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Join now at the table, Dustin Armstrong, out here at the Nashville Golf Open. Dustin, how'd it go, man?
Ooh, at the beginning of the round, it was not smooth sailing. I started the day on a par 3 about 200 yards over water, and that was about the most nervous I've ever been over a tee shot.
So, really?
Oh, yeah. It was rough.
Did
yeah.
you look next to you and think, and that's Jake Owen?
Oh, yeah, and that's Jake Owen. And I've got about 100 people out here watching me, so let's see how this goes.
You're a Lipscomb guy here in Nashville. You play this course a lot?
Yeah, we actually have a facility in the back of the driving range.
Oh, perfect.
For Lipscomb
yeah.
Golf.
Oh, cool.
And this is our home course predominantly, and we come out here probably about 2 to 3 times a week.
So you have a tremendous advantage over these guys.
I would like to say so. I've got the advantage. Now, experience out here kind of evens that out a little bit, but, you know, getting to play this golf course is really good.
How different is the pro tour thing?
Out here, it's every man for themselves.
Yeah.
And in college golf, you're there with your buddies. They always want you to play well. Out here, they could care less if you shoot 64 or 84.
They'd really like for you to shoot 84.
They'd really like for you to shoot 84. I'll be right behind them. And, you know, it's not a different atmosphere because these guys are all good.
Yeah.
It's just a different feel, you know, just everyone. It's a more cutthroat environment.
Let's talk about the course a little bit because you're obviously pretty familiar with it. I know this year they had talked about maybe tightening it up for this event, and how different is it from
They did that pretty well.
Yeah.
They're talking about tightening it up. It's pretty tight as is right now. For the length that it's playing, I think it's a great test of accuracy off the tee as well. You gotta hit it straight, especially since this week they're playing, or today at least, they played the ball up in the fairways where you could lift clean and place it. So, you know, the real premium today was to make sure you were in the fairway.
So, golf, family affair for your family, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brother also?
Brother, I've got a brother on the bag this week, Davis.
Okay.
I've got a older brother who's on the bag for another guy named Kyle Reifers this week, named Dowling. I've got a younger sister who played golf in high school named Mary Alice. My dad played professional golf, and my mom just loves watching us. Yeah.
How many golf bags are in your family's garage?
Right now? Oh my gosh. It's probably, no kidding, it's probably once every 3 or 4 months where my mom is just freaking out. She's like, look, we've got way too much golf stuff in here. We've got to purge. And, you know, obviously every 3 or 4 months it just comes right back to the way it was. It's a pretty messy garage, no doubt.
So we were talking when the boys kind of introduced you earlier in the show to our listeners, and we talked about you committing to Lipscomb somewhat early, and the big schools came a calling, but you chose to honor your commitment. You wanted to stay in Nashville. You wanted to go to Lipscomb. Why?
You know, I really wanted to stay close to my family, and I loved what Coach Brewer, the head coach for Lipscomb Golf, is doing right now. I trusted in him. He was a great friend of mine. You know, being close to home was really intriguing to me. And while that also says, oh, you could have gone to Vandy as well, I'm a pretty personal guy. And getting to go to the same school as a bunch of my friends from high school as well.
Because you're a Lipscomb Academy guy.
Lipscomb Academy, that's right. And just going with them and making the transition as seamless as possible was a huge blessing to me.
Obviously, as you said, guys are, you know, they want you to shoot a 90. They want you to shoot the 80. It's not like you're trying to pile up a team score.
No, you're not.
Have you already picked up some things, though, where you're like, I should hit this like this? I love what that guy's doing. I would imagine just watching these guys is the very best in the world. You're going to get better just by watching one.
Oh, yeah. I was in the practice round 2 days ago with a guy named Sebastian Kaplan while playing with Jake Owen and the head pro out here, Brian Jorgensen. And this guy, on number 7, a par 5. He had about 85 yards or something. He hits this wedge shot, and as soon as it comes off the face, he says, "Oh, land in." I was like, I've never heard anyone say land in. I've heard him say go in.
This one ball, hopper. This
ball landed about a foot away and lipped out. I was thinking, this guy is amazing.
He
knew as soon as he hit it. He was like, this is perfect. And I was thinking, no way. Lip out. Coolest thing I've seen this week by far. Besides Jake Owens chip in on the hole 7.
Yeah, that was really cool. We talked a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. That was the coolest thing.
Well, and we need to mention you then knocked in. How far was that putt?
That was about a 30-footer, 35, 40-footer, yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. It's going to get longer as I keep on talking. Oh, dude, it was an 80-footer, no doubt.
By the time you're our age, you could have hit that from another hole. Yeah. You know, you putted it from the sixth green or somewhere.
Oh, well, yeah, it was fun.
Not only are you out here playing this professional golf tournament, you played well, 2-under today.
Yeah, thank you.
How was your round?
You know, after hole 10... You know, getting very shaken up on the first hole. I looked at my brother as we were walking off the green and said, "I'm not making another bogey." And as I had a putt on, I want to say 13, about a 20-footer for par. I made that, and I knew the rest of the day that it wasn't going to happen. I had one or two other situations where it could have, but I was really confident in my. I was very confident in my peace of mind today. And I just kept on rolling with it. I stayed very cool and collected, even though number 10 proved that I could have gone the exact opposite way.
So, is this your first professional event?
This is my my second professional event as a professional.
Okay.
I tried to Monday qualify for Knoxville and failed to do that. It took 8-under to play in the tournament, which is unbelievable. I went to a little mini tour event about 20 miles away from where I was staying for about 3 days, and I ended up winning that tournament. So that was
you're one for one, man.
I am one for one as a professional. So
you're batting at that.
Hopefully, I can. Yeah, batting Hall of Fame. Yep.
Well, by the way, for people that don't know, Monday qualifying is the hardest thing in the world.
For the web.com.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
You've got a bunch of guys that are good enough to be playing on that tour. And what do they take?
Here's a good way to put it. For those listening, Greystone Country Club, I want to say, and Old Hickory Country Club were the two places where they had the qualifying. At both courses, you had to shoot 65 to go into a playoff to qualify for this week.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's brutal. Yeah.
So if you shot 65, you might have been packing up and going home.
Well, you're 2-under, tied for 26, 5 strokes off the lead.
Yeah, man. We're
good
rooting
luck,
for
man.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Great to meet you.
Got to go out there and keep on playing well.
Dawson Armstrong, 2-under today.
Perfect.
Second pro event.
Repping Lipscomb.
Yep. Good to meet you, man.
Hey, nice to meet you, too.
I love the Vaco shirt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Love those guys.
Yeah.
Love those guys. They're awesome.
Yep.